إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you and continue reading from الأجوبة المفيدة، كتاب الأجوبة المفيدة عن أسئلة المناهج الجديدة. Beneficial answers to questions on innovative methodologies of our noble شيخ العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان، حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات، أمين. السؤال: ما هي أسباب ووسائل الاجتماع؟ ما هي أسباب وسائل الاجتماع؟ والاجتماع هنا الاجتماع المحمود الذي شرعه الله سبحانه وتعالى ويرضاه الله سبحانه وتعالى. The question was about what are the means that lead to unity? What leads to unity of the Muslims instead of the Muslims are divided like they are right now? Different sects, different groups, different ideologies. Because Allah commanded with unity. So what are the means? Because some people don't know. Once they don't know, they go and grab something else and think that's what's going to bring unity. And the unity here that is legislated by Allah, the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال أسباب الاجتماع هي. The Shaykh said, the means that lead to unity of the Muslims are as follow. أولا, number one, تصحيح العقيدة. Look how important the عقيدة. تصحيح العقيدة بحيث تكون سليمة من الشرك. قال تعالى: وأن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاتقون. The first thing the Shaykh says that the Muslims, they have to be on sound عقيدة. And of course, you know that no one can claim now that all the Muslims are on a sound creed. Shirk, ya akhwan, is spread amongst some Muslims. Khurafat, superstition, and many things that opposes the sound creed, the sound belief. So the Muslims want to be united, and we hear claims, statements, Muslim unity, unity of Muslims, Muslims gonna be united, Muslims gonna be together, Muslims wanna be strong. But they're never gonna get that without following the proper means that lead to that unity. Here is number one. They have to correct their aqidah and their creed. How? Have to be free from shirk. As long as there are people that are upon shirk, how are you gonna have this unity? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is your ummah, is one nation, and I am your Lord. Therefore, have taqwa of me. لماذا؟ لأن العقيدة الصحيحة هي التي تؤلف بين القلوب وتزيل الأحقاد بخلاف ما إذا تعددت العقائد وتنوعت المعبودات فإن أصحاب كل عقيدة يتحيزون لعقيدتهم ومعبوداتهم ويرون بطلان ما عليه غيرهم. ولهذا قال تعالى: أأرباب المتفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار. شيخ صالح حفظه تعالى says, why the عقيدة? Why? Because the sound creed, it brings the hearts together. So it's not about bringing the bodies together while their hearts, I don't know where they at. What's important is to bring the hearts together. They have to be connected together. That's what the aqidah do. The aqidah brings the hearts together. The aqidah cleans these hearts, the hearts of the Muslims, the sound creed. If they are on the same creed, that belief cleans their hearts from animosity that they may have towards one another. Yes, they differ, but they don't hate one another. Because, man, how I'm going to hate the Muslim is upon the aqidah, upon the sound creed. He says now, but in opposition, on the other hand, if the Muslims are upon different creeds, and therefore they call upon different gods, so every people, they want to support their creed. They want to support what they are upon. Okay? They want to stick to their creed and defend what they are upon, which means they accuse the others of being on the wrong path. You see? When you find Muslims who are on different creeds, different ideologies. Mahmoud, come here. Please. So, when you find people that are on different creeds, they, every one of them, think and claim that they are right. And they think that the other ones are wrong. Well, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yusuf, from the advices and the da'wah, because Yusuf alayhi salam, as Allah tells us about his story in a whole chapter, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, in the Juz 12 as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Yusuf alayhi salam, who he was oppressed and lied against and accused falsely, and therefore by Allah's leave and by the decree of Allah, he entered what?
Prison.
The prison, and he's a prophet of Allah. But when he's in the prison, he gave da'wah. He called to Tawheed. Those people with him in the jail, he called them to the Tawheed. And from that way he said to them, O two companions of the prison, are many different lords, meaning gods, better or Allah, the one, the irresistible? You do not worship besides him, but only names which you have named and forged, you and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. The command and the judgment is for none but Allah. He has commanded that you worship none but him. And that is the true straight religion, but most men do not know. قال ولهذا كان العرب في الجاهلية متشتتين مستضعفين في الأرض فلما دخلوا في الإسلام وصحت عقيدتهم اجتمعت كلمتهم وتوحدت دولتهم. Says, what made the Arabs? Now this is a piece of history. What made those Arabs who in a pre-Islamic era, before the Prophet ﷺ called them to Islam and called them to this sound creed? If you know the history, these Arabs, they were in the middle of the desert, surrounded by mighty dynasties, the Romans and the Persians and the like, and they were weak, and they were split into many, many tribes, fighting each other, living in fear and disgrace and humiliation. But when they entered into Islam and they were upon this sound creed, they were united. They used to fight one another before Islam. Now forget about it. That's it. After Islam, their sound aqidah, no tribalism anymore. They were united and they were strong. So this is the aqeedah. That's why you see, Akhwan, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah and the students of knowledge are upon the way of the Salaf, the du'at and the a'imma of the masajid who are upon the way of the Salaf. They give much importance to this subject matter, the aqeedah, tawheed. They call to tawheed and warn against shirk. But because they know that that's the only thing that brings the people together. Because that's what brought the companions together, their hearts together. Okay? And Ahlul Bid'ah, they like, no. This is not what's going to bring the people together. They says, no, Tawheed actually divide the people, like Jama'at al-Ikhwan and Tabligh. No Tawheed. They says, that's what's keep the Muslims from being together, وَعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. وَهَذِهِ الْعَقِيدَةِ كَمَا ذَكَرَ الشَّيْخُ الْفَوْزَانِ فِي غَيْرِ مَا مَوْقَعِ العقيدة الصحيحة هي الأساس الذي يبنى عليه أو تبنى عليه جميع الأعمال صحة وفسادة. That the sound creed is the foundation that all of the rest of the deeds are built upon. The deeds, they will be sound or corrupt based on how sound or corrupt the creed is. So that's why the importance. If someone's creed is sound and perform actions according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, performing them sincerely for Allah, alhamdulillah, those actions are accepted by Allah and will benefit that doer, the person who performed them. But if a person aqidah is corrupt, believes in shirk, seek refuge with the jinn, call upon dead people in graves, for instance, have this belief of shirk that somebody here or there can benefit them or harm them, or have something to do with the matters that are only for Allah, then even if that person pray, fast, won't be of no benefit, because the foundation is corrupt. وهذه العقيدة من أين تستمد؟ تستمد من كتاب الله وصحيح سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على فهم وهدي السلف الصالح. فهي لا تؤخذ من المنامات ولا من عليه الأكثرية ولا تأخذ من عادات ولا تقاليد الناس، وإنما هي تؤخذ وتستمد من كتاب الله ومن صحيح سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على هدي وفهم السلف الصالح. And it's very important for us to know that this creed, since it is so important, it is very important for us to know this information, that the sources, when we take this aqidah, its sources are the Book of Allah and the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِأَنَّ الْعَقِيدَةَ تَوْقِيفِيَّةَ وَتُعْنَى بِأُمُورِ الْغَيْبِ وأمور الغيب لا تؤخذ من المنامات والخرافات وما عليه الناس إلا من طريق الوحي. Because the aqidah, the creed, deals with matters of the unseen. And the unseen is not taken from dreams or from what the majority is upon, even if it's wrong, or from he said, she said, or from the traditions of this tribe or the other. But since this is something that deals with the unseen, it has to be from the wahi. You gotta take it from revelation. And the wahi is Kitabullah wa Sunnatul Rasul. That's the wahi. The revelation is what Allah said in His book and what the Messenger said in His sound Sunnah. But it's very important also to have the sound understanding of the wahi according to the understanding of As-Salaf al-Salih. وعقيدة أهل السنة هي اجتماعهم على التوحيد أولا، وهذا الذي دعا إليه جميع الرسل. ما من نبي ولا رسول إلا لقال لقومه يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. The creed of أهل السنة, what it mean? It mean that their heart should be united upon Tawheed. لأن الاجتماع الحقيقي هو اجتماع القلوب على التوحيد, ليس الأبدان هكذا, وهذا صوفي وهذا رافضي وهذا خارجي وهذا اشتراكي وهذا ما أدري معتزلي وهذا تفجيري, ويقول لك اجتمع المسلمون. فين اجتمع المسلم؟ هذا تفرق. The real unity is the unity of the hearts upon Tawheed, upon the proper عقيدة. Now others bring like these guys, Sufi, Ikhwani, Tablighi, Shi'i, Rafidi, Mu'tazili, Ash'ari, and Communist, Houthi, this, and they said, oh, Muslims are united now. What are you talking about united? Yeah, they are in one room. Are they united? Yes, yeah, somebody get them in one room. But they cannot say they're united, because the only way they can be united if they are upon what? Tawheed and the sound creed. That's when they are united. Doesn't matter if they may never be under one roof, right or wrong. They may be some in the east, some in the west, some in this country, some in the other. They may never meet one another, but they still united. Why? The hearts. They may never see each other's. May not. That's why Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, he says, when you hear about a person on Sunnah in the east or the west, give them may salam. People of Sunnah, they are only a few. How? You love them for the sake of Allah. You don't say, I don't know you. You're from my tribe? Doesn't matter your tribe or not. He's upon the aqidah of a tawheed. You love them for that. So, the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah is them are united. That's what unites them on the tawheed. This tawheed, by the way, that the deviant group, they say, call tawheed, 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 tawheed. You got nothing but tawheed. This is... Please don't make noises, okay? Take notes, but nicely. Jazakallah. The tawheed that every single prophet and messenger, they call to. Every prophet or a messenger said to his people, the first thing they called them to is, O my people, worship none but Allah. You have no true God but He. The sound aqidah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. Dua ila tawheed wa nahi ani shirk. And did they? Surah Al-Nahl. We have sent amongst every nation a messenger saying to his people, worship none but Allah and avoid the taghut, the false deities. Call to Tawheed, a warning against shirk. وَالْعِبَادَ لَا تَنْفَعُ صَاحِبَهَا إِلَّا مَعَ التَّوْحِيدِ. Any act of worship would be of no benefit except if that person is upon Tawheed. If that person is upon Shirk, that's a big problem. Because Shirk nullify all the deeds. لَإِنَ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَالُكُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you fall in shirk and commit shirk, all your deeds will be void. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah does not forgive shirk, that anyone who set up rivals with him in worship, but he forgive anything else less than that to whom he wills. In many narrations, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ لَقِيَ يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ النَّارِ. Whoever meet Allah, not associating with him anything in worship, meaning free from shirk, will enter al-Jannah. The ulama, they said that person, whether he may enter straight to the Jannah without any punishment, and even if that person has to spend some time in hellfire, he will never stay there forever. eventually he will end up in the Jannah. But if someone die while and meet Allah while upon shirk, that person, Allah has made the Jannah haram. Haram Allah alayhi Jannah. Allah has made Jannah haram for that person, and he will be in the hellfire. Now, these different narrations. Now, وكما قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد عبد الوهاب أيضا والعبادة لا تسمى عبادة إلا مع التوحيد كما أن الصلاة لا تسمى صلاة إلا مع الطهارة فمن صلى من غير طهارة وعليه حدث هل تقبل صلاته؟ ما تقبل كذلك من صلى وصام وحج لكن على الشرك ما عنده توحيد ما يقبل له عمل سأل الله السلام والعافية The great Imam شيخ الإسلام المجدد محمد عبد الوهاب He mentioned that any act of worship is not sound without tawheed. Same way, salat is not sound without purification. If someone has no wudu and pray, is that salat accepted? It's not accepted. Likewise, a person who make salat, fasting, hajj, this, that, sadaqah, But no tawheed. Upon shirk, he has no deeds. They're not going to be of any benefit. They're going to be of no benefit. فهذا أول شيء. What is the first of the means that unite the Muslims? نعم. العقيدة الصحيحة. نعم.
عقيدة.
عقيدة أشعرية عقيدة صوفية which one أحسنت you got to say that you got to say sound creed how you know the creed is sound who knows أحسنت if it's taken from its proper sources Quran and Sunnah upon the understanding of the Mu'tazila upon the understanding of the Shia Oh, my mistake. Khawarij? Yeah. Which one? Ahsant. You got to say these things because if you don't say these things, somebody may add something to your statement. So it's very important upon the way of the Salaf as-Salih. Who are the Salaf as-Salih? I am the companions of the Messenger of Allah s.a.w. in the first place. And then there, Tabi'un and Atba' Tabi'un. And the great a'imma of this religion. Until our time, alhamdulillah, anyone who's upon their way, as the ulama they mentioned, he is upon the way of the salaf. And he's one of them. Alhamdulillah. So it's very important, the aqeedah. That's what's going to bring the people together, the sound creed, that taken from its proper sources, the book of Allah and the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallam, with the understanding of as-salafu, as-salih. Now. Thaniyan, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان السمع والطاعة لولي أمر المسلمين لولي أمر المسلمين Muslim wanna be united? Yes, they can. Now they have to do this and add this to it. What is it? Hear and obey the Muslim ruler. Those who live in a Muslim countries, they have a Muslim ruler, they have to hear and obey. Don't go against him, start trouble, demonstrations, protests, democracy, this and that. Now they hear and obey. ولهذا قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة وإن أمر عليكم عبد حبشي فإنه من يعيش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا الحديث Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is not because some guy here said or some people you tell them this, they're like, ah, you following this ulama from Saudi. This ulama from this country or the other. It's not. This is a hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, and there is ayats too. And here is the Prophet ﷺ, he says, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah and to hear and obey the ruler, even if he may be an Abyssinian slave. He's now the ruler. That's it. You hear and obey. SubhanAllah. You hear and obey. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he says, he who will live longer, the Prophet ﷺ, he was addressing who? The companions. the best of the people. He said, he who will live longer amongst you, meaning after his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall see a lot of controversy. Different. It's not going to be the same in a time, in his time. Muslims are united upon Tawheed, Aqeedah, Alhamdulillah, all of them. No, because in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was one jama'ah. And in the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, but then after that, people start to introduce different ideologies. Some they started, but the haqq was still strong and they couldn't do nothing about it. But then toward the fitna began after the death of Uthman. By the death of Uthman, the doors of fitna was open. And then they deviated the Khawarij, the Shia, the Qadariya, this, then after that, Mu'tazila, and Ash'ariya, and name it. Different ideologies. Everybody claimed that they are upon the haq and fight others and refute others and the like. Now, so the Prophet ﷺ, he said to the Sahaba, things is not going to stay the same. You're going to see a lot of things that people own things and call into things that are not what you are upon. لماذا قال لأن معصية ولي الأمر سبب للاختلاف. Remember here we're talking about the means that lead to unity. The Sheikh says because disobeying the ruler, the Muslim ruler, is one of the main means that lead to disunity. Right now. So what is number two? Somebody remind us before we go to the mean number three now. Obeying the Muslim ruler. Fil ma'ruf. If he said things that are permissible, you obey. But if he said something that is not in obedience to Allah, what do? You disobey and go outside. You all right? No. And don't do anything. Don't go against him or incite the people to go against him after Jumu'ah. None of that. Just don't listen. But still, you do not turn against him. Now, والسبب الثالث من أسباب الاجتماع الرجوع إلى الكتاب والسنة. الرجوع إلى الكتاب والسنة لحسم النزاع وإنهاء الاختلاف. The third of these means that the Muslims should, and they were commanded to take all their affairs, especially when they disagree, to take it to who?
Allah and His Messenger.
Take it to Allah and His Messenger. Take it to His book, the book of Allah, and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because that's how the disagreement will go away. This is how the disagreement will vanish. This is how you put an end to any dispute by taking it back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Surah An-Nisa, verse 59. The ayah, he says, and if you differ, but before that Allah addressed the believers, all you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those of you Muslims who are in authority. And if you differ in anything among yourselves, refer it to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you believe in Allah and in the last day, that is better and more suitable for final determination. Now, فَلَا يُرْجَعْ إِلَىٰ أَرَاءِ الرِّجَالِ وَعَادَتِهِ. So in a time of differing and disputes, you don't go back to the statements of this man or the other. You don't go to traditions and what the people are upon. No, you take it back to the deen of Allah, to his books, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the sunnah of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabi'an, al-qiyamu bi-islahi dhati al-bayni indama yadubbu niza'un bayna al-afrad aw bayna al-qabail. قال تعالى فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم. The third of these means that the Shaykh he mentioned, حفظه الله, is bring in islah, reconciliation, and rectify the affairs when there is dispute among certain people, individuals, or certain tribes, or countries. You got to try to bring those people together, because we're human. Sometimes you find that because shaitan is eager to bring discord and chaos amongst the believers. Shaitan doesn't make him happy and to see the Muslims united upon the haq. He continues to bring anything, shubha, doubtful matters, lies, misconceptions, all of that, so that to bring confusion and therefore fighting, and that will lead to disunity amongst the Muslims. He wants the Muslims to be united, then you see people going through something, don't take a side to one because he's your man or you go a long way or this, nah. Or he's from your tribe or from your country, you side with what? With the haqq. That's what you side with. You go to them, and of course, you might not be able to deal with the matter in details, but the least you can remind both of them, Ya Akhwan, you Muslims, you're upon the sound creed, you're upon the way of the Salaf, right? Yeah. Well, why you have to turn your affairs, Akhi? Yes, it's okay to disagree. It's okay, it's normal, because you're human, you're not perfect. It's normal that you disagree, but let me, at least I may not be able of, I may not be of a great help for you guys. Okay, but let me just remind you of these principles, that turn your affairs to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. You don't know? Go to those who they know. Go to those who do know and ask them. If you don't have the ability to get to one of the ulama, go to those who can connect you to them. It's very important. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hujurat, now, in Surah Al-Hujurat, and if two parties or groups among the believers, fall to fighting, then make peace between them both. You see? Then make peace between them both. But if one of them outrages against the other, then fight you all against the one that which outrages till it complies with the command of Allah. Then if it complies, then make reconciliation between them justly and be equitable. Verily, Allah loves those who are the equitable ones. Now, equitable, huh? Now, Al-Ayn, that was the fourth of these means. Khamisan, number five, قتال البغاة والخوارج الذين يريدون أن يفرقوا كلمة المسلمين إذا كانوا أهل شوكة وقوة تهدد المجتمع المسلم وتفسد أمنه، لأن الله قال فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي. Here the Sheikh mentioned this, but this is for the rulers. He says, fighting against al-bughat and the khawarij. Now, that the Muslim ruler, his army will fight against the khawarij. Why? Because what the khawarij do? They just go against the ruler and declare him kafir, and anyone who, those who apply these principles, because they want that which with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they declare them kuffar too, and disbelievers. So it is upon, now to keep the unity of the Muslims, it is upon the ruler to fight these people. Because now they want to divide the Muslim. The Muslim, they were together, alhamdulillah, living in peace, in unity. Some individuals began to say, no, this ruler is not our ruler. So they start to recruit people to divide what? The ranks of the Muslims. The Shaykh, he says, if these people, they have strength, okay, they have strength that threaten the community, the Muslim community and its unity, then, and interfere with its peace, the ruler will fight against them. SubhanAllah. Fight the Khawarij. So what you see now, Muslim countries coming together and fighting the Khawarij, such as ISIS, and the Shabab, and al-Nusra, and al-Qaeda, this is a good thing. To keep the Muslims upon unity. Ayna. And he mentioned the same ayah we just mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَ عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا لَتَّبْغِي. If one of the groups outrages the other and transgresses against the other, fight all of you the one that transgresses. Now. And that's what the Khawarij do. As for the ruling of the Khawarij, the Muslims or not, the ulama, they differ amongst them. There are those who they say, yes, they kuffar, because of the text from the Prophet ﷺ, he says, he will kill them. If he's still alive and they appear, then he will kill them the same way of the killing of Ad. And Ad, they were kuffar. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, yamruqoon, they leave Islam. From the ulama, they mention these texts and the like of them to give a ruling that the Khawarij are kuffar, they are not Muslims. And others, and from them is Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah. That was the opinion of the great Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah. And others, they say now they are not kuffar, they are still Muslim, but they are very wicked Muslims. They are very bad, evil people. Ala ayin, just want to share that with you. قال ولهذا قاتل أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه البغاة والخوارج وعد ذلك من أفضل مناقبه رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. So for this reason, you find that علي رضي الله عنه. Who is Ali?
Huh?
Naam, he was the fourth Khalifa and who says cousin? Naam. Naam, he's the Prophet's cousin. Naam, because he's Ali ibn Abi Talib. Naam. So he fought against them. Qatalahum. He has his army with the Sahaba and they will and fight against the Khawarij, who they didn't have not even one companion with them. And how could they be on the haq? Because when Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, after he was given the permission by the ruler at that time, Ali radiallahu anh, to go and establish the proof and the haq on the Khawarij. Because they have this shubuhat, they were attached, you know, holding to, that's why they declare Ali radiallahu anhu to be a kafir. Look how dangerous this guy is. This Ali, Ali is a kafir. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. La hawla. Look at the extreme. The Khawarij say Ali, what? Kafir. The other extreme, who are they? The Shia al-Rafida. What they say? Ali is Allah. It's extreme. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they says they are. They say now he is the best of the people after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, and he is the Khalifa. But they don't say he is Allah or he is the Prophet or that Jibril, like the Shia say, Jibril betrayed the message. Supposed to give it to Ali and he went to Muhammad. Or even if Jibreel, let's say, did that, Allah wouldn't know. These guys are, subhanAllah, this foolishness that nobody can accept. They say they believe that Jibreel tampered with the message. A'udhu billah. Allah sent Jibreel to Ali. Ali supposed to be the what? The Prophet. But he gave the message to who? To Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who can believe such thing? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the Khawarij, they like, no, Ali is kafir. Not only him, anyone who supports Ali. A'udhu billah. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are in the middle course, which is what? What is the middle course? What is it? The ulama, the sheikh, he explained it, and the mashayikh. What is the middle course? Huh? When we hear the middle course, what does it mean? Al-wasat. Is the haq. Middle course is the haq, is the truth. That's what he meant by the middle course, is the truth. There is the haq and there is the batil on both sides. Falsehood in both sides. You go to the right, you're in big trouble. On the left, trouble. Now, وقت الأذان. نعم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم إذن هذه خمسة أسباب ذكرها الشيخ الوالد صح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى للاجتماع الحقيقي الذي يرضاه الله سبحانه وتعالى. So these are the five means 5 means that the Shaykh Hafidahullah Ta'ala has mentioned, and they are those means that brings unity of the Muslims. Number one, Naam. نعم تصحيح العقيدة نعم تصحيح العقيدة تصحيح العقيدة the عقيده has to be sound. That's why you find the ulama, that's what they do, they call in the people and the Muslims to the عقيده, to be upon the sound creed. نعم number two hearing and obeying the Muslim ruler في المعروف في المعروف. Number three,
call each other to reconciliation.
Before that, Muhammad?
Returning back to the Quran and Sunnah.
Ahsant. That's good. I just want to mention them in order. Turning what to the Quran and Sunnah? What? What we turn to the Quran and Sunnah? Ahdallah. Khalli Muhammad. What do we turn to the Quran and Sunnah? All disputes and disagreements, we turn them to the Quran and the Sunnah. That's what judge. And we should be, the Muslims, they want to be united, they should turn their affairs to the Quran and the Sunnah. Now, it's the same Muslims turn their affairs to a disbelieving organizations, to democracy, which is kufr and disbelief. And they want unity? They gotta turn it to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah. That's we Muslims, in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. Rabi'an, naam akhi. Number four.
Call each other to reconciliation.
Ahsant. To call each other to reconciliation, whether on the level of individuals or groups or countries, gotta bring some reconciliation. And of course, not everybody is qualified and equipped to deal with this matter, but everyone should fear Allah to the best of his ability. At the least, you remind the people of this principle. When you see two Muslims are going through something, at least you remind them and tell them, look, I might not be the right person for you guys to sit with you, but not just me, man. You don't want you handling your affairs, man. You're fighting, calling each other names, you're not even giving salam. SubhanAllah, you're Muslims. You have a problem? Sit down and deal with it. But who are you going to turn it to? Bring it back to the Deen of Allah. Hey, naam. Number five. Naam.
Fighting against the outrage.
Ahsant. That the ruler, if there is the Khawarij, and they began to call to disunity, because that's what they call to. They want to divide the Muslims. And of course, in the midst of that, they cause a lot of problems, killing people, destroying properties, causing chaos and terror and fear, which is not from Islam, then the Muslim rulers should raise war against them. And now, number six.
Huh? You ain't going there far, okay.
I ain't going no far, okay. Zach, I want to make sure you're with me. Tayyib. What about number seven, Hassan? Okay. Jazakumullah khairan. So, once again, these are means, Yahwan, because sometimes you be somewhere and people are like, oh, Muslims, why they're not united? Why they're not united? Tell them, yes, you're right, Muslims, they disunited these days. But they can't be united. How? Tell them. Taqeedah. This matters. That this is what's going to bring the Muslims to God. Not what other people promote. And now tell them, listen, this is what brings the people together. And we would love to see the Muslims united upon the haq, not upon colors or tribalism, but upon the truth. Aynam, upon the haq. Doesn't matter where they come from, their colors, it's okay, but they're Muslims. The Sahaba, they were not all of them Arabs. And those who were Arab, they were not all from the same tribes. Naam. But they were Sahaba, they love each other, they respect one another, and they were united upon the haq, upon the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuwaffiq al-Muslimin lil-ijtima'. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the Muslims' hearts together and unite the Muslims upon the haqq, upon the tawheed and the sound aqeedah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all the means that come between the Muslims to be united, the unity that is pleasing to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslimin kathir.